All right, well then, there's the miracles and the resurrection. We can't forget those. Those are important. Yes, we're going to be cringy and bring them up because we are Christians. Throughout scripture, God does wonderful works so that people will know that he is the Lord. This is a pervasive theme in the Old Testament. Miracles, therefore, constitute evidence of God's reality and of his nature and will as Lord. Thus, apologists have regularly appealed to biblical miracles to confirm the truth of Christianity. Yet, there are some problems with relying too heavily on the miraculous for a persuasive apologetic.
Right. So the issue here, should we appeal to miracles or shouldn't we? And what's the place of miracles in terms of our apologetics, right? That's kind of what he's getting at.
Right.
And he says, we have to be careful, right, in relying too heavily on miracles. For instance, in the first place, few of us today would claim to have seen a miracle. I mean, what we find, he says, actually in scriptures are not miracles as such, but miracle stories and testimony concerning miracles. That's really what we find in scriptures, right?
Correct.
And secondly, scripture warns us against putting too much confidence in miracles to convert unbelieving hearts. In Jesus' story, for instance, of the rich man and Lazarus, the rich man in hell asked for someone, of the dead to be sent back to tell the truth to his five brothers. Surely they'll believe if someone comes back from the dead. This miraculous thing, right?
Right.
And Abraham replies, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, then neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead, right? So miracles aren't a do-all and be-all to kind of force belief is the idea, right?
Right.
In fact, it was the experience of Jesus himself that many people saw his miracles, but that rarely led people to believe, and especially the religious leaders.
Right.
So we have to be careful with regard to the use of miracles in terms of our apologetic.
He goes on to heal all these people, feed all these people. Then he makes some strange teaching about of consuming him, and then a majority of people turn away because they are unable to hear that type of teaching. Well, okay, but all these miracles, he fed people. It was more than just cutting, loaves of bread and fishes up into littler parts so that it could feed more people. No, this was feeding thousands and thousands, or this was healing sick or injured or ill or dead or dying people from the dead. And then all of a sudden this one teaching turns people away. Well, I thought, if God wrote my name on the moon and said, believe in me, then I would trust.
Automatically believe. Yeah. Just show me.
The rationale part of me would flip on, and I would suddenly just, I would be forced to believe. There'd be nothing that I couldn't do to help it. But that's not what we see in scripture. So we shouldn't expect to see that same type of thing here. Yet as in the Old Testament, the signs were not without value. They were intended as then to show who was Lord. They confirmed the apostles as servants of God and their message as God's. Miracles do have an epistemological function, even though they themselves will not convert an unbeliever. Unbelievers suppress the truth, as we have seen, and the truth of miracles is no exception. If he wants an unbeliever, can write off an apparent miracle by saying, well, yes, it happened, but a lot of strange things happen in the world. Or, well, we don't know it now, but in the future, I'm sure we'll come to expect that the science will tell me what I saw with my own lying eyes. It doesn't mean anything. Yet a miracle may be the occasion, as the case of Doubting Thomas, for the Spirit to impart faith in his heart. So, yes, it is possible for God to use miracles, but it's more likely, it's more often that we see the message of the gospel changing hearts.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, that's what we way more often right. see, right?
Exactly.
Overwhelmingly see.
Yeah.
And to
be clear, we would say that that's still a miracle. That's changing dead people into alive people, changing haters of God into lovers of God. I mean, it's not a trepidatious thing that we go, oh yeah, I just suddenly woke up and I was like, let's try this Jesus thing. All right, I'm sold. This is drastic changes in a person done through the power of God. And so While it's not flashy, causing people to regrow arm limbs, it's still, according to our worldview, according to God's message, it's still miraculous.
Yeah, exactly. Right.